What's going on, y'all? We are back at this thing for another episode. Anywho, today we talking all about plastic surgery because y'all out here going to the doctors, building your bodies, y'all making this thing a trend, and I don't know if it sit right with me, so we gonna talk about it today, okay? Go on and grab your boobs and tune in. It's time for Boob Scenario, y'all. Made it to episode 4, season 2, y'all. Oh, as always, I don't know what's going on. I couldn't get you out today. For real, though. Anywho, I'm the one and only Boo Blogger Bae, formerly known as Jay Marie. For those of you tuning in for the first time, welcome. And as always, I got my sissy with me, KB.
Hello. What up?
And welcome to the dictionary. Yeah.
We're here. We're in this thing. We fucking made it.
If y'all hear me smacking though, my apologies. But I just have to eat this cashew right now.
Not you have to. Like, I just not as a requirement.
Like, almost like a requirement, yes. I had to eat that right now. It was just so good.
You had to put some nuts in your mouth, is what you're telling me.
Basically.
Oh,
the thirst was real.
You're so nasty.
Anywho. I mean, but you know this.
Is this true? I do know.
Indeed.
This is not new information.
Yeah, you know, we got to catch the people up on our week. We got to vent from our vagina.
Well, my vagina is really wet, but you tell me about your week first.
I like the sound of that.
Gush. But go ahead, I'm listening. I want to hear your week first.
Listen here. Well, honestly, I've been cooling though. Trying to just adjust to new life situations and learning to manage time, you know, with a new schedule. Yeah, so life is moving, growing. And, you know, just realizing that I got to enjoy the moments as they come. So this week I've been
doing. Yo, that's crazy. Me and you always end up on the same. That's weird. I like that. I like how me and my, anyway, you know, I'm having a lot of moments.
Always.
The point that I'm tripping off of, literally what you just said, I'm working on time management.
Mm-hmm.
I have all these different priorities and responsibilities. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm literally trying to juggle while still learning to have time for myself and still be with myself and still treat myself the way I treat others. Sometimes that saying, treat others how you want to treat yourself, flip it. Treat yourself how you treat others. I think we said that before, but that for real has become my motto. Because I'm trying, like, the way I would keep my promise or my word to somebody else, if I say, yo, Key, you said you was going to knock out 45 push-ups, right?
Right.
All right. Well, then if I tell somebody else, yo, girl, I got you on 45, I'm going to make sure I do it because I hate when people disappoint me. So I try my best to make sure, like, I'm there for somebody, right? I try.
Right.
Try is the key word there.
Try
is the key word, okay? But what somebody goddamn DM me? Well, you remember that one time? Look, goddamn it, I
said, okay. Try. Keyword, try.
Right. But it's just like, there's a lot of times where you'll give yourself an excuse. It's like, oh, well, shit, I'm tired. I ain't got to do them 45, or, oh, well, you know, I did this and I did that, and it's, you wouldn't do it for anybody else. You wouldn't excuse that for anybody else. You're like, shit, I'm tired, but I'm going to go ahead and knock this 45 after the show. Go ahead and do it for yourself. Nah, that's dead ass.
You got to hold yourself accountable.
Exactly. Accountability, the word of the motherfucking week.
Okay. And definitely learning that one hard.
Girl. And then what else did you say? Because it resonated with my soul.
look, the moment done passed now, but no.
No, moments. Boom. Perfect. This is why you're beautiful. So I'm literally staying, learning how to live within the moment. So, Sissy, you know me, I'm a planner. As soon as I I'll make a goal list. As soon as I check off that goal, it's like, boom, now I got to replace it because, like, all right, I bought the house. All right, boom. So what's next? Like, what are we going to do now? Let's do this. Let's do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, whoa. it hasn't even been a full year, my mom. It's okay. It's okay to chill out. It's all right to live in this home. Like, I'm chilling. I'm in a different position than I've ever been. There's been so many different adjustments and changes around me. Let me just bask in this change in my growth for a minute. Because although I still have a plan and I'm on a journey, if I look back from years ago, we ain't got to go back that far. But just a year or two or three ago, you know what I'm saying? We can keep it in the recent times. It's still so much. It's such a substantial amount of growth within myself. And I feel like I'm talking for myself, but I feel like there's others who do it. We don't give enough accountability. Like, I don't say, good job, Keith. Like, you did that.
Yeah.
If you fucking did that. I don't do that. I'm like, all right, I did it. Let me keep it going.
I did read something about that, though, on TikTok, and it said, instead of saying I'm proud of you, you should say you should be proud of you, so that we'll also realize that it's, you know, it's the thrill in making ourselves proud that we should that should make us thrive and strive to do things that we want to do, not to please other people.
Exactly. And then and then sometimes I feel like people have this upbringing or this background, like bringing religion into it just for a smidget. People would be like, yo, I did that. Like, I accomplished so much. I had to fight so hard. I had to do this. I had to do that. And then you have somebody come. You wasn't by yourself, child. You know you was with God. Look, that's cool. However,
my nigga. Always, always.
Look, if this, since, I'm trying to watch my words here. That's cool. And I do understand the ideology and I subscribe to it to a smidget. However, I still had to put in that work, because even if you want to go biblical, did he not say you still got to put in work? There you go. Hallelujah. So although, yes, we're going to give it up to the all time, you know, to thank you. You know what I'm saying? I'm stuttering, but thank you. You know what I'm saying? To the Almighty. You know what I mean? Like, to the Creator. I appreciate it. I'm glad for the lookout. However, I still had to put that goddamn work in, and I'm still going to be proud of myself. And
let's be clear.
And I'm not shameful.
At all.
I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't think people understand it. Like, I'm not being blasphemous. I'm not saying anything else. I'm literally saying I put in my work, and I did a damn good job, and I'm proud of me.
And it helped get me to where I'm at today. So I'm not. Yes, and speaking to that, though, Sissy, like, what I've realized a lot that I've been doing is that you don't, like you said, you don't give yourself credit for what you've done. And then when you stop and actually look back, you'd be like, yo, you've had like 10 plus years experience now. You know what I mean? Like, you're no longer entry level to this. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're talking about. Like, people come to you for advice. Like, don't shy away from that. You know what I mean? Like, give that advice, because they're coming to you because they know you know it. And they know and that they trust you enough. You know what I mean?
But you know what? Even with that, though, Sissy, although you are correct, you are the master of your shit. You've created this craft, whether it's customer service, whether it's accounting, whether it's whatever. Maybe you have a multitude of things that you're good at. That's perfect. However, even if you fuck up, and what I'm learning right now, especially in my new changes in life, is that sometimes, even though I know the right answer, I feel it in my spirit. You know, it's all in my gut. Like, I'm like, I know that this is the answer. Like, I know the answer is A. For whatever reason, I still look for that clarity from someone else. Like, yo, I think it's A, but what you think? It doesn't matter. And even if the answer is B, who the fuck
still
cares?
Be second guessing,
It's just like, first of all, I know the answer, so I need to live in that truth. But then even if the answer is incorrect, this is why I thought it was A, so I need to roll with it.
Yeah.
That's the level of confidence. Like, people, I hope somebody need to hear this, because it's on my chest, hallelujah. Like,
okay, get it off.
It's okay to be confident in yourself. It's okay to be proud of yourself. Yes. It's okay to live in that moment. It is okay to smile.
Because you worked hard for it. And like, your story is important to others. Like, it's going to help so many other people. So don't ever shy down or back down from it.
Never. Like,
you do not know who it can touch and help bring through.
Come on now. For real. And did I say smile? Smile, child. And I'm not even saying like the creepy, weird guy down the street who said, hey, beautiful, where you smile at? Like, right. I'm not even talking about that. Like, fuck them niggas. I'm talking about literally just from the inside, a little smirk. Just look in the mirror and just smile at yourself. Yes. Just smile. Just think about what you did and just smile. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Like, fuck out of here. Let me see them teeth. You know what I'm saying? Even if you miss a few. So what? Let me see them gums. You know what I mean?
We don't even want to see the back teeth. Smile, baby.
Let me see them fine. Yeah. Let me see a little bangly thing in the back of your throat.
Yeah, but you know we got to keep that good positive energy going and jump into this good news report because, it's a good one today, y'all.
I'm ready.
So we got Naomi Osaka. She ended up defeating Serena Williams in their last tennis match. And everybody was stunned because Serena won't mad. She won't mad at all. In fact, she congratulated her and told her that she felt as though that she was her successor. And this was a monumental moment for her. And I so adore her for that. You know, she didn't rob her of that moment. Because for Naomi, that's a big moment.
Yeah, to beat Serena fucking Williams? Are you kidding me? Serena Williams can't even beat Serena Williams.
Okay. Her sister can't even beat her. But the thing is, Naomi's only she's like 20. She's very young.
That's beautiful, though. I don't give a fuck about her age. She could be 55 and a half.
But no, my point is, for her to be that young and hit that milestone in her career, she has a very bright future. You know what I mean? Sure. And
I bet you that pressure is on her. Ooh,
yeah, now it is. Ooh. If anything, now it is. They're probably
looking at her like, you know what? God damn it, Naomi, you better live in your moment, enjoy it, be proud of yourself. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't be pressured, my girl. You got that. You did. But shout out to Serena. Always.
I love Serena. I
love her.
Everything about her.
I've been loved her, but then it's funny because I've loved her for so long since high school days. Like, I think even a little bit before, high school definitely. When I was learning tennis, I had a new love for her. I was like, this shit hard now, shit. So I love her.
Right.
But the older I get and the way I see her move, especially in her career, the way she's like, when I say age, I don't mean her getting older. I mean her career-wise.
Her maturity.
She's like fucking wine.
She's blooming. Like, she's like a flower, and she's just blooming and blossoming. And you see it grow as time progresses. Yeah. I definitely agree. I definitely agree with that. Like, I love everything about Serena. That was a dope moment. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not your competition anymore. Let's understand that we played this match. I won, cool, but you win. This is your moment. Enjoy that. I'm going to step back. And that was dope.
It was. And I mean, think about it. Serena has had umpteen championships and wins and more milestones and monumental moments. Mm-hmm. She ain't need that. She know. I fuck with it. I fuck with her.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Because that win for Serena would have been another notch on the belt. Like, all right, cool. I did it, you guys. I'm about to go home. Where my baby at?
Okay. Picking up a beer on the way out.
I'm good with the nachos and shit.
She's doing this for fun now.
Right. But for Naomi, like you said, she's a young cat. She's just stepping into this. Like, this her, you still beginning, and like, this still like the start of your journey. Yep. And for you to beat Serena fucking Williams, I mean, you know, you win some, you lose some, but it's Serena, my nigga. Like,
right.
What?
Not too many people defeat her.
No, bro. Hey, she would have held a defeat thing. I like, I get it, but I don't like that.
Well, I mean,
because then the shit talker and me be like, but hold up, though. She ain't defeat Serena. She just lost. Like, Serena was just chilling that day anyway. Well, like, she wasn't even fully warmed up.
Shut up. You so stupid. I cannot. Since we talking about defeats and losses, we're going to talk about a win. Malia Obama. You know I got to keep it up on the Obamas because they're the first family of the nation. Forever first family. Let's just put it that way. Anywho, our sister is now entering her career. our sister, you know, we adopted family. Our sister is now entering her career as a writer. And she was hired by Danny Glover to work on his current production that he's currently working on for FX. And I thought that was hella dope because we're actually going to get to see her, you know, on TV. Like, this is a show, I'm sure, 9 times out of 10, we're going to watch. And we're going to get to see or either experience that something that she wrote. That's dope. I like that.
And that is hella dope.
You know how much they get paid?
but for real though,
seriously though, I think that's kind of dope. And she's only 22, you know, starting her career. And she was the assistant on the set of Girls.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, she
that.
Like this is not her first gig, but this is her first career move. Put it that way, but this is not her first time entering the realm of television and entertainment. So, you know, kudos to Malia.
That's what's up. Yeah, you know what I'm thinking about? Like, all right, so off the top of my dome, you know how you're talking about Naomi and our boo?
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, doing so much and accomplishing so much, especially at a young age. And it's like, you remember those pressures when you were around that age where you wanted or had to accomplish this, that, and a third.
Right.
And you felt so much pressure. And it was just like, almost like the weight of the world on you. Mm-hmm. I wonder how that feels, but like magnified or multiplied by like 1,000. And
oh, you mean from like being the president's daughter and having a nation watch you bloom and grow and mature, and now that you've made, you know, even though y'all are out of the White House, you know, people still expect you to uphold a certain stature of life, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get that.
Even for Naomi, like, you just beat Serena. So now, if you, anybody who's, now they're gunning for you, basically. Like, there's a target on your back.
Every time and you play a match, somebody's going to be
every
like,
every time. Because now they're like, I beat the girl that beat Serena. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
That's your,
you,
that's your title for your career now.
Right. Naomi, it's a wrap for your ass. Like, you can't never lose, nigga. Like, but no, seriously, like, for real. Like, think about how much pressure and how fucking much you had to go through when you were younger. And everybody had their different pressures, whatever. But I remember those type of pressures that I had on myself and expectations that were set for me that was just so much. And it was so fucking much. Like, that's all I can say. It was so much. Damn, can you imagine being that way and having the whole fucking world looking at you? And like, okay, not the whole world, but goddamn.
I mean, you might as well say a good portion of it. Yeah, I was going to say good portion of the world. I definitely understand that, though. Like, I've never been in that position to know what it would be like. And I don't know if I would be able to handle that at such a young age or early point in my career. I don't know if I would have been able to handle that. However, I do understand having that weight on your shoulder.
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
You have to be something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, I seriously hope that both of those young ladies, which I'm pretty sure Sasha does, but like, I hope both of them have someone in their corner who not only gives a fuck about them, because I'm pretty sure they have people who love them, but like who can see past that bullshit and understand, whoa, you're still a young lady in this world. You're still new to this shit. You may have your own experiences, but are you okay? Like, let's talk about it. How you feeling?
To digress, to take that face off too and just say, hey, it's really me, and sit down and just
check sometimes. Like, just somebody they can take their mask off with, and it's everybody needs that, where you can literally just take your mask off and everybody wears one. I don't give a fuck who you are. Like,
in some way, shape, or form, you wear one
in
some aspect of your life.
For real. So I wonder, and I hope everyone, not even the young ladies we're talking about, just everyone out here has somebody that you can go to and take your mask off. And you know what's so funny? Even internet motherfuckers. So let's say your name is Billy Bob and you stay in little small bumfuck Louisiana, and your thoughts are not shared, or your desires or your wants or your whatever, your dreams are not shared by your small town bumfuck people. So then you end up running into somebody. You follow a nigga on Twitter and they all the way in fucking London. And they exactly feel how you are. Y'all vibing, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You just shit out to that London nigga. Like, my thing is, I don't care where your outlet is. Well, I don't know.
I get what you're saying.
You
gotta be careful in 2021. However, everybody does need an outlet. Like, everybody needs some form of relief somewhere mentally.
Exactly.
Because when you don't have it, that's when you go crazy.
Yeah, that's when you got motherfuckers walking into the grocery store and saying, fuck everybody, and just start praying.
Yes. Because nobody was willing to be that person for them. Yes. That's what you get.
Is that Bill?
That's the end result. But speaking of stores. Speaking of stores.
Hey, bro, I don't know why, but the way you're saying that makes my nipples hard. You gotta chill, bro. That's a little nasty. Like, you gotta chill, bro.
Okay. But no, anywho, like, I came across this ad. I don't know how. You know your phone be listening to you. But I'm worried, though. You know how you talk about something, you open your phone and you see an ad for it. Like, your phone.
Hey, but now I need to know what this ad is. Because if it's some shit like bum fucking 93, I'm going to be like, oh, all right.
So no. No. So it was for these period panties, though, bro. So. Mm-hmm. So what it is you wear them in place of wearing any type of sanitary product.
Oh, I've seen those.
Because it's supposed to catch it almost like a diaper. And I was just a little confused because I don't know if it will hold. I'm scared to trust it.
Nah, fam. Nah. So that's basically for niggas who just free balling. I mean, what's it called? Free flowing?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's for them niggas. And I mean, to each his own. If you want your shit to be dripping down to your ankles, that's what's up. But my thing is, nah. I know motherfuckers with heavy periods, like clots and everything else like that. Ain't no way we walking around with some panties on talking about, oh, it's catching the blood. Nah, it ain't. You leaving a trail everywhere the fuck you go. That was my point. You leaving a trail, nigga. Don't try to outrun nobody.
Exactly my point. I've been seeing some, like, okay, I go through comments. Okay, before I buy something like this, I always read comments on the post of the actual product maker, things like that. But the reviews and the comments have all been good for the most part. And people saying it does work. And so that's what has me skeptical. And so what I've been thinking about doing is wearing them on top of what I've used with my, you know, like my sanitary products. I've been thinking about combining the two to see. Bleed through, though. I'm a very heavy bleeder.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm thinking of using it in the terms of maybe it'll help it to stop coming through onto my clothes or my, like, through my clothes, you know, to, like, chairs or whatever I'm sitting on or, you know, anything. So that's where my mind is at with it. So I'm thinking about experimenting in that little realm there.
Well, let me know how I go, bro, because I'm going to just stick to the rivers and the lakes that I'm used to. I ain't chasing nobody's waterfalls. I'm cool. Like, I'm good. The only thing I had experimented with was honey pot, and that turned out to be a pleasant experience, and I'm good. I don't even know.
But see, okay. Yes, you did experiment with honey pot. And granted, while it took you your own time to get it, you did like it.
Exactly.
You did. But I have it's a legitimate reason to try it.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, for realsies. Like, and you didn't even need a legitimate reason. Like, you can just try it because you fucking want to.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like,
yeah, really facts indeed.
But I really think that you should try it. In fact, you should try it for the people out there who are skeptical, i.e. myself, and for people who are heavy bleeders. And the people who are like, do I really? Because what is it? Not the first, second, or third. Well, I don't really have a name. But not the first or the second. But depending on what's going on in my life, after a while, I don't have to wear anything. Like, especially because I'm at home. Like, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Like, you good. And I think every woman knows exactly what period, like what time frame I'm talking about, where you can wear some panty liners or you can just, you know, you can free ball for a little minute, depending on what's going on in your life.
Niggas may not know, but you know, like, you know your body. You know your
limits. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're good. Yeah. So for someone like that may be when I would be like, oh, okay, let me throw these little period panties on. Let me see what's going on with them. Just because for shits and giggles, I mean, they right there, I'm good. I know ain't nothing going on.
Like, right, facts.
But if I'm ever going through a time where I'm having experience a heavy flow or I'm clotting or whatever else may be going on in my world, I can't see me like just free flowing. And then even without the period.
But I mean, like, you know, we're supposed to do that though. Like we're supposed to, well,
I ain't know that.
Free bleeding is the healthiest form according to like studies and everything. You're supposed to free flow or free bleed, as they call it. It's actually, yes, like because
now that I didn't know, I didn't know you were supposed to. Yeah. I thought motherfuckers was just doing it because it was almost on some like rebel type shit. Like,
no, it's actually like very healthy to free bleed.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, because tampons are actually bad. Like,
I don't do those at all.
I don't do tampons, but tampons are not good, especially if you're prone to like UTIs or like BV or something like that. You know, things that are common that are not like, you know, deadly or anything, but they just happen, or yeast infections. You're not supposed to use tampons because it actually worsens the problem. But free bleeding is actually encouraged.
Wow.
Yeah, I looked into this because we had a whole discussion about it on a Facebook group I'm in. Mm-hmm. And free bleeding is encouraged.
Now, my thing is, like I said, like, especially being in this pandemic, like this past year where I'm not walking, like I'm not out and about, my life has changed a lot. So my body has changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So even with that, I don't bleed as heavy or as much as I have. So like I said, like the first 2 days, I have my regular stuff on. Like I'm locked and loaded. But those later parts of the cycle, like I'm chilling. Like, so I get that part. So I've done it. But I didn't do it when it was, I guess, when it counts. Okay. Like when it first starts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now I want to try it. I want to try it. Now that, okay, so let's do this. You do the period panty draw thing.
Okay.
And I'm going to just, I mean, I mostly be.
You going to try free bleeding?
I'm going to try free bleeding.
Okay,
I'm
a put a towel down. Though. Like seriously, okay. Like just while you're sleeping or something, put a towel down. Because I've done it before, and it's actually very comfortable, and you don't bleed as much as you think you do. Sometimes at night. But I did wait, like I said, I did wait till a later point in my cycle. Like, I didn't do it at the heavy.
See, I'm going to try to do it the whole cycle. Remind me, I might have to make a note for myself, because, you know, we do these things instinct, like, we do it, like we breathe in air at this point.
Right.
But I really want to try it, because, like I said, I'll throw a little towel down and keep it pushing. Plus, fuck that. If I'm going to fuck and I'm on my period, I damn sure will. Let's get it. This ain't extra good for now.
And my thing with that is, though, like, again, I have to consider my body because I'm a heavy bleeder.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, don't touch me. It's just granted, I understand the positives if we were to do it right now and I'm on my cycle. However, the way I feel, I can't let that outweigh, you know, my current feeling to get just aroused right now. I can't do it. So, go over there and leave me alone.
That makes sense. Because, yes, you're right. There's some times where it's like, as high, like my high sex drive want to hump bunny as self, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way I am, right before my period, I'm the worst. Like, I'm like a sex demon. Like, I want all of it whenever.
Yes.
Absolutely. I don't care if you ate today, nigga. Are we fucked? it's bad, right? So then when I'm actually on my period, though, I get very, very mushy. And then it's like, all I want to do is cuddle. And it's like, I want to be next to you, like low-key crawl in your skin. But I don't want us to do it. Like, ew, that's nasty. Like, I want us to chill. But then, I guess, and again, it's like, you know, your period is different. You go through so many different changes in hormonal whatever. But then after the cuddling and everything else like that, it's like, ooh, I want to fuck them.
Yes.
Like,
okay.
I can do that too.
It's like type of calm or comfort has now settled in my body. And so now I'm ready to go.
And honestly, for the people, I don't know how people are in their periods. I know some people who like to have like literally almost a separate life during that time of the month. Like literally. I don't even know how they do that. They just stay away from everybody, including their partners. Actually, it's reverse. When I'm next to my partner, I feel so relaxed. Like, I can be cramping the first day. I'll curl up next to my partner. I'll, like, hug them or whatever. Mm-hmm. Bo, I promise you, hands to the man. I don't know if it's scientific or if it's just me. But your girl, my cramps, like, they don't subside completely. Yes. But I can chill.
I was about to say that. Like, I don't have that luxury because, like, Bay don't stay here. But when he's here and I'm, like, cramping real bad, if he rub my stomach, oh, instantly, like, the cramps are gone. And then it's, like, the minute his hand moves, it's a done deal. Like, they come back. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the pressure, if it's the warm. I don't know. But it works like a charm. And I'm okay with that.
and me too. And I want to be all scientifical and tell you that it's some type of chemical balance and blah, 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 blah. I have no fucking idea. I don't know if I just really like this motherfucker and it just feels better. I don't know. But literally, all I have to do is feel like you're next to them or get a hug or whatever. And it's just like, just stay right here. Don't move.
Exactly. Definitely understand that.
Bring me ice cream, okay?
Since we cuddling up, you know, we can jump into the next topic for feminine favor, which is I've been hearing a lot about this rose suction vibrator toy.
I'm scared of it. What if it pumps your pussy up? Like, what if it? You know how?
No.
What is it? Because what's that thing I'm thinking about? Like a vacuum cleaner. Like, you know how you suck a vacuum cleaner and then it, like, has this weird ring and it feels weird? I don't want to do that.
I guess.
I don't want to do that on my pitty poo.
Listen, I have a suction toy and I like it.
Really? What kind of suction? What's the name of it?
It was the popular one right before this one. Hold on. Let me look it up, matter of fact, because it's a very popular toy. Hold on. Let me look it up, y'all. Because I got it off of, matter of fact, let me go to the page I got it from. Boom. So I got it from this store called Seduction Spot on Instagram, and it's spelled the correct way, no space. And she has it. And hold on, I'm looking through. Oh, yeah, that's what it's called, the Satisfier Pro.
I'm low-key nervous of suction toys because I heard, first of all, that once you start getting orgasms from suction toys, like, it's quote-unquote either hard or it takes a lot longer for you to get aroused by the climax. Yeah, that's what I
have not had any issues. And that is like...
Are you sure?
Yes, because you have to know what you're doing first off, though. Because
maybe she did it wrong.
Like, you can't just be down there hacking on the whack with nothing. you got to lubricate.
Wait, there can't be what? No, fuck that.
Hacking on the whack.
He's so stupid.
Oh, for real. But, like, you got to lube. Like, even when you self-play, lube up.
I like lube. You know what? Hey, you guys. So, transparent, and it's kind of scary to be this way. Sexually liberated as I am, I'm not a lube person, right? I'm just not. Like,
really?
And pump your brakes. Let me tell you what, girl.
Okay.
So, the reason that I've never really been a lube person, not saying that I've never used lube, not saying that I'm not aware of lube and its many roles I can play.
Right.
I've never been a lube person because, one, what I was taught, the only thing that I was, well, not the only thing, but one of the few things I remember as far as being taught about sex, not self-taught, but what somebody who was older than me and who I trusted actually told me about sex was, one of the things was that you basically, in a nutshell, I don't want to say it verbatim, but basically, if you're not wet enough to engage in any activity, then you shouldn't be doing that activity, basically. Like, period. And then on top of that, now what I've quote unquote gathered from learning or, you know, our upbringing.
Just through life experiences and
it was more or less lube was used for anal or it was used for hoes who couldn't get. And I'm saying it literally verbatim how it was taught to me and how it registers in my brain. Literally for hoes who can't get wet. Like, okay. they're dry. Like, that's why they use lube. Like, their wetness or whatever, it's not adequate enough, basically, which is a sad thing to say. And then also, the nail in the coffin is, I always felt, and I have not heard anything against this, wink, wink, my kudinuni is wet enough. Like, I'm good. I'm a gusher and all of that. Like, I'm straight in this motherfucker.
But that's the misconception with lube.
Exactly. Or
like, those are myths. Like,
right. All of those. But that's literally the ideology that I had subscribed to unknowingly. Mm-hmm. But that's all I had. I had my experience, what that person taught me or what that person said. And then literally my own assumption, like, oh, shit, Billy Ocean,
I'm
this motherfucker, like, I'm good.
So, but see, you know, but to be honest, I think that holds a lot of truth for our generation, because I grew up to those same ideals or very similar beliefs, mm-hmm. you know, and I was taught that lube was like, if you were struggling, you know, it wasn't for like all everyday use or, you know,
our toy use, not even for toy use.
Or, yeah, like, it's for toy use or self-play. It's for mm-hmm. regular sex. You know what I mean? Like, it's for mm-hmm. any type of sex. Like, the more lube, the better. All it does is make the experience more enjoyable, more pleasurable. Like, but you're not taught that.
You're not. So then, second pin on that. So that's what I was taught. So in this journey of self-realization and learning new shit and untraining old habits and old thoughts to new shit, so I am starting to experiment a little bit more with lube.
Okay.
And I'm learning different types of lube. So I've heard about the aloe vera based lube and silicone based and water based and this lube versus this lube. Now the thing is, again, I'm not completely lube ignorant. Like, I know that a lot of people say water based is supposed to be better than a lot of them. Except for aloe vera.
Yeah, right? I was about to say, it's personal preference to me with lube. Like, I don't think one is over the other. I just think it's a personal preference on texture.
It depends on what you're
using. Because, like, you're not supposed to use silicone lube with a silicone toy. Yeah, like, little stuff like that, granted. But anything else, like, I use water-based when I'm playing with, like, solo play. I use water-based because that works better for me and it feels more natural. But if I'm with, like, partner sex, I prefer silicone.
Some people
don't like the oily texture that it leaves. I love the oily texture that it leaves. So,
yeah, that's what this one show that was telling me, that the silicone is more of a sticky or, like, a sticky, icky kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that.
So, and water-based is very, very natural. It almost feels like you're just extra, extra wet, but it dries up a lot faster, too.
So you got to keep it going. Okay, so like I said, I am playing with it. I'm learning some new things. And like you said, Sissy, seriously, it does make it, like, it's a different experience. And I'm trying it out. Like, I've tried it with my partner, and they were actually, and shout out to my partner, because for them just being patient, understanding, because at first,
when we were
talking about it, I was like, nigga, what? Because I didn't understand. I was like, hold up. But then they explained it, and literally almost verbatim what you said, he was like, yo, the pleasure, the experience is different. Like, it's just gonna take, because he was like, it was like, I'm not saying that you need it, but what I'm saying is it's gonna take the already awesome experience and skyrocket.
It's higher,
right. And I was like, okay, I already said that. So, okay, we can keep talking about it now. And we tried and it was dope. And I was like, all right, cool. So, me being just me, I have to fully say that, okay, you can now call me a lube user or being okay with it, I have to play with it by myself. I haven't done that yet. So I will update you guys.
Yes. Now, I'm so glad you said that, like, when it comes to trying new things, always try it on yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for that, especially when it comes to pleasure and sexual experiences. Always try it on yourself first, of course, if you can. Like, or either try it with somebody you trust first before you just go, you know, running off saying, oh, you're an expert in it. No, try it on yourself first. See what you like. See what you don't like. You know, play around with it so that when you do get somebody to do it with you, you can be like, hey, no, I don't like that part of it. Do this part of it. Put your hand here.
Mm-hmm.
It's here. You know, you'll know exactly what to do. But if you go in there blind, you know what I mean? You don't even know to be telling somebody you don't like it. You're like, I don't like how that feel. Well, what do you like? I don't know. No, like.
Try it again. What? Right. But yeah, so, girl. So yeah, girl. Ew.
I'm so happy for you guys. I'm so glad that that's working out and you're willing to try new things, even as a couple. That's amazing.
Hell yeah, that's my girl. And that, I think that was such a cool moment for me because although mm-hmm. they were just being themselves, mm-hmm. it was the way that she said it. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I don't know. I'm getting mushy. But yeah, it was good. It was a positive experience for partners. And then it was a positive experience for me personally mm-hmm. for lube. Because lube was never even a part of my shit. Like as many toys as I like to play with, as sexually whatever I'm open to, I've always felt like, yo, my girl is good. What's up? She don't need no backup type shit. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So now mm-hmm. I feel like, all right, even though I don't need the backup, this is kind of cool to go ahead and have this, you know, this little thing in my back pocket type shit. Like I'm a child. Right. So I will, I don't mind sharing this experience. I don't. So I will actually keep you guys updated and
I'm excited about that.
Next show on Vent or whatever.
Listen, we got a lot to track.
Because
I'm definitely okay. So the rose suction vibrator that everybody's raving and ranting about, I actually mm-hmm. won it in a recent contest on Instagram from one of my fellow sex educators or sex influencers. She's a lot of things, but Sex with Ashley. She had a contest on her IG page, and I actually won the rose suction vibrator toy. So mm-hmm. once I get it, I am going to review it on my page. And so you'll want to stick around for that. Uh-huh. Definitely follow us on IG if you're not already. And we're also on YouTube. I am going to stick it on my channel. Trying to build that YouTube money, y'all.
Hey, come on, Nat. Let me get that YT money.
Okay.
I'm with it. So.
This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra. Your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com.
Okay, so let's see. Period panties for you, free uh-huh. form for me, rosebud for you, boob uh-huh. for me. What was the other thing we're supposed to try?
You know, do have to give me a picture of the puppy, though, like a then and now.
Oh, I didn't. I'm so sorry. I have a whole album for him. Oh, my gosh.
And we still owe the people the 2021 positions of 2021.
So, you know what? Yeah, we're slacking on the back. Don't worry about it. Okay. All of that is coming in the near future.
Yeah, so, stay tuned.
You did. Write it down. Take a picture. We in the same.
Right, all day,
but my thing is, we record it, my nigga. Like, even if we be like, we said that, we right here. Like, we have to be held accountable. Look at that word coming right back around.
Always, always, because it's a 360. But speaking of which, we will jump right into relations and situations for today because we got another listener letter. Yeah, we do. And it's a good one today, Cher. I don't know why I feel the need to always name these people. Like, I don't know these people. I don't know their names. But I always feel like I need to call them a name. That's so American of me. I'm for real. We always feel like we got to name something or classify something. Like, just let it be.
This is true.
But anywho, we're going to call her Mary. So, Mary writes in and says, my husband came to my office unannounced today. Asked me to tell my secretary not to allow anyone in from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. I thought he wanted to talk about something important, but no, he wanted sex. I told him it was my working hours and that I couldn't. He got pissed and tried to force himself on me. I screamed for help. I give him sex at home when he wants it. We don't have any real sex issues pending, so I don't know exactly what came over him today. When help finally entered my office, my husband stood naked. He got dressed in their presence and then removed his wedding ring and threw it on the floor. He's not home yet. He has not called me since this afternoon. What do I do or say to him when he returns home? Ooh, 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 ooh. Jesus Lord.
Well, okay. So my first
thing. A lot happened in here.
Yeah, that's a hell of an emotional roller coaster. All right. So the first thing that my asshole slick mouth self wants to say is fuck that shit. Fuck all of that. Because if I'm giving up the pussy any other time and you come into my motherfucking place of business trying to get it on, nigga, you don't know what the fuck just happened. What if I just goddamn have a meeting with Bill? I don't know who the fuck Bill is today, but Bill is that nigga. But I don't know if I just had a goddamn meeting with Bill and right. Bill just rolled my ass on some bullshit and now you coming in here talking about some let's get it on. Nigga, Bill gonna be in here 5 minutes. If I had these goddamn reports, I ain't gonna have no job. So
I look at that a little different though.
But
I would have done it, but that's me. I would have done it, but that's me. And you and you're right, Mary. You have every right to say no because you don't have to do it.
That's my point. Yes, like you don't me have personally, to do it. I'm nasty. So you goddamn right. If the wind blow right, nigga, you can get sucked off.
Listen, the fact that you even came up there and said to hold all my calls and meetings for an hour. Oh, lock the door.
Right. Like what's up? Like
let's go.
Look, and then me being me, nigga, what you saying? I already had a panties down with a bullet behind the desk anyway.
Like it's a secret stash somewhere in this office, best believe.
Like if I'm in the anyway, my point is yes, I'm with the shit. However, based on this letter, Shorty was not with the shit. She
not at all.
She wasn't with the vibe, wasn't there. So if y'all have an active and healthy sex life and y'all hubby come up there and he with the shit. And for whatever reason, he's a horn dog, but you can't or not willing to give it up. And you're saying no. At that point, that's when your husband should have goddamn said, well, hold up. What's up, babe? Like, what's wrong? Why you don't want this dick? Not continue to force
himself. No, or either he shouldn't even have a question in it. If she said, hey, not right now, I can't. I'm at work. Back up.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Even if it was like you at work, even if he needed clarity, because sometimes people... Although I get what you're saying, my word should be enough. But because it's a partnership, and I mean, I don't know how long y'all been married, but if y'all are married, there's some type of partnership there. So if we flow a certain way, and you tell me no, and it's something off of our quote-unquote normal, as far as our sexual energy with each other, then hold up, babe, what's wrong? You all right? Somebody did something to you?
That's the norm. Yeah. I get you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're saying like it's out of her norm to deny you.
Exactly. No matter where you are, it's out of her norm to say nah. So if she's saying nah, instead of you saying, oh, nah, this my pussy, come here, nigga, she not role playing. Hold up. Look, safety word. I said chill. Like, that's when he should have taken it upon himself as a partner to be like, what's wrong? What's up? Or if she's like, nah, I'm just at work. I can't right now. Then he'd be like, what the fuck? And then, get mad. Do whatever you need to do, but be out. So she was completely justified. He was, now, as far as him being upset or whatever and throwing off the ring and shit, that nigga probably cheating. And I mean, let me stop. Let me knock on wood, because that's not cool.
I don't understand what his issue is. Like, I think it's more of a him than her issue. Like,
of course.
What was his point? If he's never done that before... Okay, what was your angle? Now, the thing that got me the most with this letter, though, is the fact that she told this man no, and he still proceeded on to try to get what he wanted. And it's like, one, I'm at work, not at home. I'm at work. You're bringing home and personal stuff to my job. That is business. I keep the two of them separate, and separate for a reason. You have crossed a line.
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know.
You my husband. I have trusted you or put a certain level of trust in you that I would never have to go through this. And yet, here you are. We got a deep issue going on.
A real deep one. And you know what? The more I think about it, the more I'm like trying to take in the severity of it all. Because like you said, this is your husband. You're supposed to be my safe zone, no matter where the fuck we are. You're supposed to be my safe zone. So the fact that she had to, yell help?
Exactly, and actually get help sent to her.
Yeah, like that's a hell of a... Even, I guess, his storming out and throwing the ring and all the other shit was his form of showing her that he was embarrassed or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that was some coward shit, because why would you be jumping on her if she said no? Then right. It makes me wonder, and I'm not trying to taint this woman's marriage or anything, but what's going on in the household? Because you're normally giving up the putty cat anyway. And when you say no, it's no. I'm not mad at that. Please don't like misunderstand what I'm saying. But exactly. If you give up the putty cat and y'all have a very sexual, like a healthy relationship anyway, what was wrong with him eating that putty nanny in the middle of the day? Okay.
Listen, that's tell me about it, because I want to know.
Right, like, so what was wrong with that? But then too, it's work. Maybe she's very open and nasty at home, but the cat is only at home.
Right.
I don't do that shit in the streets. That's fine.
Don't like to mix the two. Like I said, I'm the type of person where work is work and home is home. Now, I would have done it because that's just the freak side of me.
Exactly.
And I'm open to it, but maybe she don't have that type of job.
Exactly, maybe. And exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, for
maybe
real,
she's in a higher position to where if she would have got caught, or the risk is not that great. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just don't want to jeopardize.
Like, this is regular home dick. Like, this ain't even me cheating dick. Like, fuck out of
here. Right. Like, did you just go have surgery or something? And you want me to test it out? Like, what's the deal?
Like, fuck out of here. And then on top of that, so it's a lot of things to dive into, because it's like, what is the home life like? Like, is he controlling at home and this is your only, like, safe space? Is that what it is? And he was fucking it up? Or do you, I mean, he seems very entitled just off of his action. Because how do you say, hey, it's the middle of the day and a pop-up is a pop-up, and I get it. Y'all, we get surprises and all of that. We're not saying nothing stupid like that. We get it. A surprise is a surprise. But who are you to pop up, demand sex, and then when denied sex, you still try to throw yourself on me? I don't give a fuck what you feel like. Just because I'm your wife, I'm not your property. Like, you can't just get it whenever. You can't be like, yo, I got so horny. Here, you need to finish me off. No, nigga, I'll see you at the crib, and or send me a video of you nutting in the car.
Stop, listen, like I done told y'all on previous episodes, send me a voice note and a video of you playing with yourself, something. Like, we can get this sexting thing going, like, throughout the day. Sometimes that's all that keeps me going. Yes.
Exactly.
Is dreaming and thinking about you. Yes, that's what's going to keep me going right now. Because sitting in the present moment, I'm getting paid to do what I'm doing. That don't mean I want to do it. It's what I'm getting paid to do. So I need to have positive thoughts on my mind. And right now, you naked in front of me is positive.
Come on now.
I'm just saying. But like, I don't even know if I was in her shoes, I wouldn't even want you to come home.
Mm-mm. No, stay your ass.
And I wouldn't even reach. I probably would reach out to even to see. I would reach out because I would want to close off that situation and let you know and understand that we're done.
That done?
Is the only
like
point
that?
Of me reaching out at that point. Yes, because like I said, you have crossed the line. Because one, you came to my job.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I had to yell for help against my husband. Three,
and that's
I had to actually get the help to get you out.
Yeah, bro. Can you imagine coming to work? Like, what if that happened on Friday, right? And then you come to work on Monday and everybody whispering and shit, and you just be like, hi, you guys, I brought donuts. And you be like, you
exactly.
Right,
you know how, like, people are in the workplace. Rumors spread like wildfire.
Girl, and then even if you are in a power position, now you have people, your staff, like, gonna start undermining you and shit. Like, that's not cool. You just put her in a very fucked up position. Like,
exactly.
Nah. But then, sissy, done. So my question with that is, you're saying done, but
I'm saying that. But honestly, if it was the person that I plan to marry, I would have to get counseling though. I'm not just going
to
say I'm going
to
take you back. I'm not going
to
say that, like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to sit there crying by the phone waiting until you get home. Nah.
No.
I'm going to be like, yo, spend some time somewhere else. If you don't, I will.
Exactly.
And then we're going to go to counseling, and that's going to be the first place I see you again. Is in front of a therapist, because what you just did is completely not cool with me. You crossed the line. I'm going to communicate that to that person.
Yeah,
and that's why I said I would reach out.
It's a lot of principle stomping in this motherfucker, because it's like, you came to my job.
Mm-hmm.
Then, so that's principle number one. That's just like a shorty showing up to your job telling some Tyrone, why you acting up, bitch, if you don't get the fuck out of here? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same type of energy is what I'm feeling from this letter. So that's one. Mm-hmm. Then I say, no, you keep going. Oh, bitch, did you not hear what I said? Let me say it loud.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck. That's number two. Then three, bitch, I had to call for help to get you up off me. Nigga, do you know how I work here? Like Monday through Friday in this motherfucker?
Okay, and see these people every day.
Every fuck. I spend more time with them than I do you, bitch. Yep. Are you crazy? Then on top of that, you have the audacity to throw a bitch fit, a whole tantrum, and throw your ring. Nigga, don't worry about it. I'm about to
party. Yeah, that's why I said part of me would have been like, okay, if you threw your ring, all right, cool, we done. That's tricky.
The only reason I can't fully stand behind, all right, you fucked up in this one, although I just laid out all of the disrespectful shit that just happened in this letter, right? All of it was disrespectful. If I'm married to you, then there's a reason that I was married to you. Mm-hmm. So like you said, if you need counseling or whatever, uh-huh, I can't give up on a marriage. You're not my boyfriend. You're not my girlfriend.
True.
You're not the person that I'm just, you know, chilling with, casually dating. You're my husband. In any of those other situations I mentioned, that is quote unquote supposed to be the end goal. So if you're my end goal, we're going to try to figure it out because something, mm-hmm, if that's not our norm, then something happened and we need to figure it out. So we never,
Exactly.
But now, if after I put in that work, if we're still having issues, if we still can't get past it, if you still acting like a little hoe, then don't worry about it, baby. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You over a billion.
But see, it's a lot to consider, though, because the fact that she said no and he kept going, like, where's the disconnect there?
Je ne sais. I really don't. It could be he was still role-playing. He could have still been in the mindset of role-playing. Now, again, please, God, please, damn it, do not misunderstand my words. I am only talking for the sake of, I'm one of those people that even if I don't agree with the actions, I still try to put myself in those people's shoes just to see what could possibly be your mindset. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not okaying the action at all. But I'm saying still, what if he was still in the mind of, oh, we role playing. Come here, girl. What you mean? No, you don't get this dick.
But then explain him not contacting her or not coming home.
Well, then that's after the fact. So that's after I'm thinking that we role playing and you tell me some help. Now, pause. When she's screaming help, help to the top of her lungs, and it's like, hey, what you doing? What you mean? I feel like there's always two sides to a story. Mm-hmm. Always. There's the perspectives of each person involved, and then there's actually what happened where it's not biased at all.
Right.
So maybe it really was she was screaming for help, but at that point, he's like, hey, what the fuck, bitch? What's wrong with you? Hey, what the fuck? And at that point,
could have been yelling,
and then they run in. So maybe he was backing up and trying to figure out what's going on and pulling his pants up and shit like, hey, Sharonda, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, it could have been some shit like that. We don't know. We wasn't in there. All I'm saying is, at the end of the day, if this is your marriage, either you're going to fight for it or you ain't.
They're going to have to both at this point fight, because the way he threw the wedding ring and walked out after having to get dressed in front of people, seemed like he a little hurt too now.
That's what I'm saying. He butt hurt. He just more embarrassed.
Yeah.
Meet
at the counselor's office. That's your next meetup. Don't see a talk before then. Just meet at the counselor's office.
If y'all get to the counselor's thing and it's still the same energy, like you want to chop him in his motherfucking head, then don't worry about it, baby girl. Just move on. Don't waste that money.
Mm-mm. Okay. Sometimes you just gotta agree to disagree and move on.
I cannot imagine. Now, can you imagine her though? Because he got embarrassed and he can move on with his life or whatever. And trust me, he'll be someone's story from the office. But imagine being her. You come to work every fucking day. Mm-hmm. And now the people in that office who've seen it, they're definitely all in your face. Whether they're judging you or not, doesn't matter. Now they're all in your business. Yeah. Then the people who weren't there, you know they're going to find out about it. So now they're going to be tiptoeing around you, telling them, hey, girl, how was your Friday? Perfect.
Okay.
They're going to be trying to get all the details and shit. Man, hell nah. And then if you're not on the upper level, now your manager's saying, Sharonda, I need you to keep your door open. Bitch, I'm not keeping shit open.
Right.
Oh, God.
Thanks.
Hell nah. I need a job.
It's a lot. It's a tough position to be in.
Damn, I feel like I have not helped. Only thing I would say about this letter is it's a lot to break down. I'm so sorry that anyone has to go through this bullshit. Because it's one of those fucked up situations where you don't want to talk to your homegirls. You don't want to talk to your family because it's embarrassing enough for your coworkers to know. But your family don't let shit go.
Oh, family make everything worse sometimes.
So,
like, yeah. You know, right.
So you can't even really talk to your folk. Honestly, the first step, first and foremost, what do you want? Fuck what this nigga want. Fuck how he feeling. Okay. Fuck everything else. What do you want? Because if you want this man to be in your life, if you want this marriage, if this was a complete one-off, you have no idea what happened and all the other shit, then I, Shasha, go ahead and go ahead and figure it out. Call the counselor, reach out to him, send him an email, whatever you want to do, and just get your shit off. Get what you feel out. But then after that, I mean, shit, you just got to see how the cards play out. Cause,
yeah, you do.
Yeah, because if bro threw his ring, you know what I'm saying?
Hopefully that's what I'm saying. He was hurt, too. It seems like, I don't, like you say, okay. He could have been, because like I don't really think he expected her to really call for help.
Oh yeah, so he was like you calling the people on me.
Yeah, like you called the people on me. I'm a little shocked, and I'm standing here with my pants down in your office, and now you got these people in here thinking I'm doing, you know, well, he was doing wrong, but
yeah,
you know, to really be trying to maybe kill you or something. That's probably, or that could be the perspective he's applying to the situation. And then because he's standing there with his pants down, he got upset, he got embarrassed, you know, his pride hurt. And he was like, nah, I'm through this, because you didn't have to do that. So yeah, they're going to need counseling.
And don't tell your mama what you're doing. Just say that y'all have a date night or some shit. Don't tell nobody.
Right. This is what you do. Tell him he went on a business trip and he's going to be gone for a month and a half.
Yep. And it don't matter.
6 weeks.
Look, it don't matter. They hit a general manager at Chick-fil-A and he's supposed to be there every day. They sent him on a new assignment. God damn it. You don't know his life. But no, for real. Keep your family and your friends out your business if you can. If you already crossed that bridge, then yeah, I don't know what to tell you about that part, but
right,
yeah, counseling. That's the best thing I can say. Either counseling or letting it go. I'm not a let it go motherfucker in the terms of marriage. I feel like in there are certain things that I feel like are automatic. That's it, nigga, nah.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter where we are in the stage of marriage, if you do X, Y, and Z, I'm good on you, bro. Ain't no coming back, because ain't no amount of counseling or nothing. Ain't no praying, no none of that shit is gonna help this. That's okay. What I have. I have a list of those.
But see, but you know, this is kind of why I understand why, following up on what you brought up last episode with Maya being married to herself. Now, come to find out, I did do my research like I said I would, and it really is a thing. I don't know if it's called sologamy or sologamy, but it is the practice of one being married to themselves.
I don't like either one of those terms. I'm going to just call it solo dolo.
Yeah, basically. And so, basically, people within the practice say that it affirms your own value of yourself by taking steps to live a happier life. So, for the past 7 years, she has been married to herself.
I like that. I still like that. I think that's so dope.
I mean, you ain't gonna disappoint. Well, you do disappoint yourself, but you don't get mad at yourself like you do somebody else. Yeah, so, I mean, hey, whatever floats your boat at the end of the day.
Damn. I can't even imagine. Like, I would love it, because I would bring myself flowers, go on dates. Like, I know my favorite candy. Like,
Don't you do, like, yeah, I was gonna say, like, you know how we mentioned before, like, we go out with ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do date myself now. And I fucked the hell out of my on this plane.
You're so stupid.
But no, I do. I love the shit out of me. So that's pretty dope. Well, shout out to Maya for being a
hater. I told y'all I was going to find out the details on it.
Look at you being great. Okay. What else you got for me?
Well, we got to jump into the next talk topic of the day. Okay. We done with relations and situations for the day, y'all. Okay, remember now. I do want y'all to remember, before we jump into the Let's Talk topic, remember that you can always chime in or give your two cents every other Thursday when we do our wrap-up post, okay? So go on the Instagram page, that is Boobshinary on Instagram, And every other Thursday, we put up our podcast wrap-up posts. And you can chime in, put in your two cents, and we recap each episode. All right? Damn. All right. Yeah. And so now, let's jump into the Let's Talk topic. So, I've been seeing a lot of women commenting on plastic surgery and getting BBLs, getting these tummy tucks, and getting liposuction, and just doing all of these different things to their bodies. And it's becoming more common now than it ever has been. Or I can't even say really that it ever has been, because it's always been a thing. But like, social media is making it even more of a thing. Because like, it's almost like they're glorifying those who get it. You get what I'm saying? Or even your journey through getting it. Because some women, or even some men, some queer, everybody is on there posting their journeys. And while I do find them entertaining, and I do find it interesting to see what's changed, the outcome of it, and the healing process, like behind the scenes of what they're going through, I still don't think I would venture and do it myself.
Nah, I'm good. Like, I can't. And I stand really, really strong on that. Like even when it comes to like weight loss surgery, right? Like, yeah, I know we're talking about plastic surgery, but just ride it out with me. Like, this shorty that I know, she had weight loss surgery. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand, because weeks or whatever, the preparation time prior to her surgery, shorty was going to McDonald's, and I lied to you not, getting like 3 or 4 meals just for her meal. Ooh. So my thing was, So my thing is, one, I don't eat McDonald's anymore. It's been many, many moons. Then two, why are you eating that many meals if your shit is weight loss? Then why are you doing that? Mm-hmm. So that was a little different for me. Now, jump to just plastic surgery, when it's like a motherfucker look in the mirror and say, oh my God, my lips are too small. Who the fuck said that? Like, for real, because if every motherfucker looked the same, then life would be so boring. We are,
yes, it would. Very.
My nigga, like, it was not designed for us to look alike. If we were supposed to look alike, then we would. We would be like the goddamn birds and shit. Like, every blue bird looked goddamn alike, just about, except for maybe one or two features off. We would be like that. Nah,
we didn't. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm supposed to have some thin lips. We're supposed to have some different noses. We're supposed to have a big butt, small butt, round butt, whatever the fuck it's supposed to be. That was how it was goddamn designed.
And that's how it was meant to be designed, yes. I do agree with that. However, I mean, part of me agrees with, if it's really bothering you and it's really something that you're tormented over and you feel like, you know, you need to improve it to improve your appearance.
Tormenting these holes.
I mean, they're tormenting themselves, like, because it bothers them to look at it every day. Or, you know what I mean? Like, some aspects. I mean, you're happy with your body, but not everybody. Like, some people are born with big noses, and they're like, hey, while you notice that about me first, I don't like that you notice that about me first. So they want to change it, and I get that. And I'm like, if you need to adjust your nose, then you got the money to do so, and that's going to make you happy at the end of the day, by all means, boo-boo, do you. Don't expect me to join you. But, you know, that's
right. But I guess, how can I put it? Because I can look at different perspectives, I understand it. I just can't subscribe to it. Like, I get it. I understand. If I, let's say I didn't like me. I can't even imagine. But let's say I didn't like me. And I look in the mirror and I'm just like, ew, Key. That's, I don't like this, 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 and this. My nigga, first of all, who dropping that kind of money to change something that you, one, got to heal from? Two, you got to hope that your body react right to. Three, you better hope that you got the good goddamn doctor who got that steady hand and who was not out drinking the night before. Then on top of that, afterwards, that's almost like buying a new car. You got to have an upkeep.
Oh, it is.
So while you getting that, so while you getting there, getting cut, plucked, and folded, and stitched up, and all the other shit, my nigga, do you not know in what 10 years you either, hopefully you still got the same kind of guap you was making to get it done, because you need to have the upkeep. Because after that, you're gonna age. Like, plastic surgery does not stop the aging process. You're still gonna age. Your skin is still gonna change. Your body is still going
to
change.
And so, you know, I think that's what turns me off the most. It's not even the changes you're putting your body through mostly for me, because with time, everything heals. But the longevity of plastic surgery don't look good. Like, you start off with the first body. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, you did that. All right, cool. The second body, it's like, okay, little minor adjustment. But third body, you start looking a little sideways. Like, wait a minute, we still going? You know,
right.
Fourth body, you're like, oh, this is a thing. You know, and
it's kind of robot.
Yeah, it don't have a positive outlook. You know, I'd rather just age naturally, you know, because that to me has more of a positive outlook for my heritage and my culture.
Come on now.
Then injecting my body with all of that, you know.
With all that dumb shit.
Yeah.
And you don't even know what it is. That shit don't come with no goddamn ingredient list.
No, it don't. And people don't even realize the upkeep, the maintenance, and the preparation it takes to really prepare to go through your, you know, a plastic surgery, because it's a transformation. Like, you're literally cutting part of your body out that your body's used to being there. So your body has to readjust and relearn. You know, the new cells and the new skin grafts and all that that you're attaching it to.
Yeah.
And that takes time.
Yeah, because I know somebody, and I absolutely adore this person. When I say adore, I feel like low-key, I don't know, this motherfucker could do no wrong in my eyes. She's so sweet. I love her energy. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. I also know that she's gone through, like, a type of surgery before. All right, cool. That's what's up, baby girl. Right. And when I see this, and it's so crazy the way the mind works. When I see this person, I honestly feel like she is so fucking gorgeous. And not even in a, I'm not even trying to overly sexualize her at all. Like, I just mean literally when I say her spirit is beautiful, so beautiful. Aww. And then on the outside, her body is banging. And I mean, was banging before anything was done. All right. So then with anything done, it's like her pre-body, motherfuckers would pay for. So when she got surgery, it was like, damn, really? What the fuck did you need?
Right.
So I say all of that to say, I see this woman and I think she is God's creation. And that's literally the epitome of queendom. And whatever she saw in the mirror, she didn't like. So whatever that was, she had to change it. And I guess she's doing better. I guess her mental is better. But how do I explain something like that to like my nephew? Or like to my niece, like they say, hey, auntie, I don't like this girl. This girl at school said my ears were too big. Should I go ahead and get surgery like how you did? Nah, what the fuck you mean? Your ears are gorgeous, baby girl. You 5 years old. What you mean?
Okay, see, that is a tough conversation to have, because it's almost like, you know, you're doing, you know, do as I say and not as I do. It's almost one of those kind of things. And yeah, I would question it too. You know, I do question certain things that my mother used to say, do as I say, not as I do. And I mean, now that I'm a little older, I understand the logic behind her saying that. However, I still question why I couldn't do it. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So yeah, you get that.
Yeah, so that's, I guess, for me, because of the type of thinker that I am, and I guess whatever, I understand it and I get that. Like, even big people, like, whether people believe it or not, losing weight ain't as easy as eating a salad. Sometimes genetically you fucked up. Sometimes mentally you fucked up. Sometimes the weight that's on that person, this person don't even eat for real. They just stress the fuck out. So whatever they eat, the body holds on to it. Like, you really don't know if somebody's
struggling. You're fighting against when you lose your weight. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a lot more that goes into it than just what you eat. Or just stepping on the scale, or just cutting, you know, cutting carbs for a day.
Right.
It's way more than that. Yeah, I definitely agree.
Right. So if I'm looking in the mirror every day and I'm not liking it, then, you know, I'm going to try to do my best. But weight loss is not the same thing as saying, oh, I have, I don't know, 6 fingers. Let me get one cut off. Fuck that. That 6 fingers, you never know. You might be able to goddamn put 2 in the sink. Instead of one thing, you know what I'm saying? You might be the next goddamn thing.
Listen, you're right though, and that goes back to my point of even saying, like, is it worth it?
Because I don't think so.
Like, you're cutting off your uniqueness, or you're taking out what you're changing, what makes you different, and that's what's going to make you stand out.
Exactly.
At the end of the day. And that's how I see it, you know. And that's why I said, like, I don't knock people who do it. I have, even when it comes to like permanent makeup and things like that, I'm even looking at something that I think I wanted done. Like, she does the lip tinting, And I've been looking at getting that done for myself because I do think it would be very beneficial. Not to say that I feel a certain type of way about my lips now. However, I've always had dark lips. I know a lot of people say you got to smoke or in order to get dark lips. Like, no, I've always had them. And even in school, people thought I smoked then because they was like, your lips are dark. And I was like, no, that's just the natural color of it.
Even gums, too. Gums.
Yeah, it's like
think dark gums mean you smoke. No, you don't.
Yeah, like, it's just the natural color they've taken. So, but to see that I can do something to change that, that's not even gonna, it's not gonna cost me a lot of money. And it's going to me, improve my appearance, I would do that. And that's why I said I can't knock people who would do that to their bodies. I would do it to my lips, but that's probably about as far as I would take in my lips and maybe my eyebrows. But I couldn't do my body. I couldn't go that far, but I can't judge somebody else because I'm still willing to change something.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, and literally verbatim what she's saying, I'm not knocking anyone.
Right.
I'm just saying as far as plastic surgery, I can't stand behind it because if I can't explain it to my baby girl about changing or altering her whole body on something, then how can I stand behind it as a person? I want to lead by example as best as possible.
Okay.
I get that. That's my thing. And on top of that, I also can't see me. And again, like you said, everyone doesn't have the same peepers that I have. I can't see me looking in the mirror and saying, you know what, Key? I don't need like these titties no more. We're going to get some new titties tomorrow. What, bitch? Right. I like these titties. I had this conversation in fifth grade. These
and I've had
titties.
That conversation with someone who's had plastic surgery done or work done, shall I say. She had a breast augmentation done, and she was currently pregnant. And she said, after I have my baby, because I do plan on breastfeeding, she said, once the baby's old enough, she said, I am going to go back and get my breast redone. And I was just sitting here like, I don't want to have to keep going back for touch-ups for the rest of my life. Like, no. You know, I'd rather just let nature run its course and take its course with what it's supposed to do. Or, you know, I just get a really good bra. Or, you know, like little stuff that we're supposed to do in life. I'd rather take that route than to say, hey, let me jump in this doctor's chair this one good time. And, oh, this going to last about 5-10 years maybe. But in 10 years, I got to come back. And the outcome ain't going to be so good. Like, I don't
want to. Right, and you never know. Yeah. But then not even just that, too. Like, and another reason why I can't fully say, oh, you have to just love who you are and don't alter anything. Nigga, if that was the case, motherfuckers wouldn't shave. Like, the fuck, you know how many women got chinny? More women got beards than niggas do. They just shave it off. I just need you motherfuckers to know. That girl that you were pining over, bro, what? She got a whole beard and a mustache, a goatee. That motherfucker run deep. You have
all
no
the sideburns will connect and everything.
What? She got them Ashanti's on 10, okay?
Okay.
You don't know her life. But these motherfuckers don't know that because we plug, wax, shave, everything else like that. So I'm not saying, again, for the umpteen time, I'm not saying if you change something or if you don't like something, you can't change it. Do you? But when it comes to plastic surgery, I'm good. Any type of surgery, for real. If it's like...
Oh, yeah. I can't do that too. Like, it's not just plastic surgery. It's any type of surgery. I second-guess you cutting, opening anything on my body.
Yeah,
don't need it. Yeah, you could almost... to be honest, you could tell me I got cancer and I'm going to just say, no, don't cut me.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're gonna flush it out.
Just let it run its course. Yes.
Look, I'm just doing about the herbalist. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would rather go see somebody who's gonna tell me like what to do naturally than to have you cutting, poking, and prodding, trying to find something that's gonna maybe solve the problem. Like, nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, my thing is, if you were supposed to see my insides, I would have came with a zipper, my nigga. Don't worry about it. You're supposed to see nothing inside of me except for this pussy.
Just leave it alone. Okay, the pink part.
That's it.
That's it. Oh, well, man, that was the episode. I guess we can go on and wrap it up, ladies and gentlemen. That was an earful.
It was. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. And I guess we're done. Bye.
Bye.